Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without. Empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you wanna be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on.
My name is Jam Sufar Reith, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. Now, if you're a new attendee to this Blog Talk radio station, you may be wondering, Yom Suf Arif, what is the Real Talk for Real People show about? It's about a study in history. A study in history, more so our history. They try to tell you it's a study in religion. It is not a study in religion because we're not religious. It's a study in history. It's the history of us and our relationship with our Creator, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. It's giving you a bird's eye view of critical analysis and assessment, leaving no stone or leaf unturned, crossing every T and dotting every I, to come to some firm conclusion, the who, what, when, where, and how, as to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Not that fairy tale version, but the real version. You see, we have been pitted against each other for far too long that we will believe our enemies by our own God instead of believing each other by our own God. Therein lies our problem. Which way did the white man go? The fourth kingdom. Which way did the white man go? What did the white man say? The heck of what Yom Suf says, or Cartriel, or Sister Hootie, Sister Abby, or anyone else for that matter. He called social engineering and conditioning under universal white race supremacy, basically, which is the fourth kingdom, the last kingdom. As you can see, and the evidence doesn't lie. So that's why we feel that it's imperative for you to get these studies right. See, we've come to find out through our course of life, everything is codified in life. To the smallest microism, the ant, the largest mammal, the whales, and so on and so forth, the elephant. All these animals are codified to act like animals, to conduct themselves like animals. When they go off course, well, it's a hot mess, as you can see in our regard. We have little regard for our Creator, little or no regard for ourselves, because we lack a codification to the Most High, our Creator. We lack a love and common courtesy for one another. See, it's not which way did the white man go is the problem. It's never been which way is the white man go is the problem. It's which way do we go? It's which way did our ancestors go? And it's which way that we are going. That's why these studies are urgently needed, considering the circumstances. And the evidence doesn't lie. And you may be asking yourself, again, Yom Suf Arif, who are the we you're making reference to? Well, they are students also, just like Yom Suf. We are students of the Most High. And we're spokesperson for the Most High. We have Sister Abiyah from New York City. See, Sister Abiyah is our point lady. Everybody got a point person. She keeps his own point. Sometimes when we delve into a tangent and go off the reservation, she sort of gets us on a straight and narrow. Sister Hootie from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Hootie has a unique way of viewing her life experiences and her observation. Use the Most High word as a template. Not her life experiences, her observation as the template, but the Most High word as her template. Cartriel from New York City. Cartriel from New York City has studied the Most High quite a long time. And during the course of his studies, he found out using the Most High template, the psalmists, the songs of King David, Korah, and so on and so forth. He utilized the codification to his own safeguard and peace of mind. When he was 14 years old, he was feeling some sort of way. He wanted to cash in his chips. And he thought for a moment, hold on, well, this psalm stuff. The Most High said, trust in me. And he did. And he's here with us today because he did. Also, when he became a young man, with a new family. You know, he didn't like heights, but he was in construction. And he come to find out he had a great fear of heights. He could have tucked it on in and got him a job at Wendy's or McDonald's, but he said, no, I'm going to rely on the Most High, as he said, rely on him. He relied on the Most High. Every morning he went to work, he called upon the Most High for his safety and peace of mind. Put away fear in his mind, as we all should be doing. The Most High did that. And as a result, After every work day, he thanked the Most High. Did 30 years at it, putting his trust in the Most High, as we all should be doing, our total reliance. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name. So let me bring them forward for you, okay? So Sabia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is out. Shalom.
Shalom, family. All blessings and glory to Yah. And it is good to be back. No, I take that back. It's great to be back. And may Yah bless us all and bless the families and friends. Shalom.
Thank you very much, Sister Abia. And it's great to have you back. May the Most High bless you. Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Thank you. It was wonderful to be back among people who are studying, who are knowledgeable, you, Katriel, and Avia, and I thank the Most High.
Praise Yah, Sister Yehudi. Thank you very much. It's good to be studying with you and sharpening each other under the Most High guidance. Thank you very much. Matt Katriel from New York City. Katriel, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
So shalom. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How y'all doing, family? There's a lot of love going around. Nice to hear your voices. And it's definitely wonderful to be back.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And it's wonderful to have you back, brother. Thank you very much. May the Most High bless you, family. Praise y'all. Well, y'all, since the whole family is back, let me give you a synopsis of what we're studying. And this synopsis is about the judgment on Philistia. And let me give you some insight on the Philistines. The Philistines were a thorn on our side. They had a plurality of gods. One was Dagon, one was Baal, one was Ashtaroth, many more. And, you know, we're the type of people, you can still see this in our residual behavior now, that we want to always get in where everybody else is in, instead of get in where we fit in with the Most High. And we're still the very same way. We want to get into the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, the Independent Party, the Green Party, the Gay Rights Movement, Black Lives Matter, you name it, I call it. We always trying to get in with everybody else and everybody else thing, and sometimes become the poster children for those efforts, such as the Gay Rights Movement, such as the so-called Black Lives. I don't know what that is. That's a color life. What's a color life matter? A color life matter. Black is a color. A color life matter. I've seen a lot of colors in the color in the crayon box, but I didn't know that lives matter. We always use them till we use them up. Color lives matter.
It's true, but it sounds funny. Go ahead.
Because it's ridiculous.
It
you're
is.
Looking. Yeah.
When you think about it, it is.
It is.
And I'm trying to figure out who they're talking about. You're talking about black robes. Are you talking about black cats? What are you talking about? A lot of black lives that live.
Right.
So all the black crows, they're the only ones whose lives matter.
When you think about it, it sounds stupid. You can just laugh.
Hey, y'all, it does sound stupid when you think about it.
Yeah.
It is stupid when you talk about it, because black is not a noun. It's not a proper noun. It's an adjective.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
We're not adjective.
Yes.
But then all these educated fools out here, right? They got college degrees. They've been to Harvard and Oxford, and you're still calling out people black. An adjective, not a proper noun.
I can't tell, my brother. I can't tell these Harvard graduates. And let's continue on.
Before you go on into the lesson, you were talking about the Philistines.
Right.
And I just wanted one of the sisters to read Genesis 10.
Genesis 10?
Yeah.
First chapter?
Genesis 10, starting at verse 6.
Oh, verse 6. It reads as why. And the beginning of his reign was Babel.
Genesis 10. The first book in the Bible.
Chapter 10, verse 6, right?
Genesis chapter 10, verse 6.
Oh, shoot. Well, and the sons of Ham, Cush, and Ham, and Mithraim, and Put, and Canaan.
So how many sons did Ham have?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. Keep going.
Cush and the sons of Cush.
Okay. One of the sons of Ham, the first one.
Now we got the firstborn sons of Ham, Cush, Seba, Hawilah. Always correct me if I'm saying it wrong.
Havilah.
Say it again.
Havilah.
Oh, it's a V sound. Okay, Havilah.
Mm-hmm.
Sabta.
Mm-hmm.
And Rima. And Sabta. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right. Now we got to talk about his sons.
Uh-huh.
Cush's grandsons.
Is Saba and Dedan, which is the sons of Lamech.
Sheba and Dedan. You heard of the queen of Sheba?
Uh-huh.
Okay, keep going.
Why did it say the sons and then got Sheba and Dedan?
Sheba is a son. And Dedan is a son of Ra'ama.
So it was a male.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You're talking about the sons of Ra'ama, was Sheba and Dedan. Cush became the father of Nimrod. Uh-huh. Y'all heard of Nimrod?
Yeah, he was the mighty one on the earth. He's a mighty hunter for the Most High.
That's what it says. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before Yah. Therefore, it is said, like Nimrod, a mighty hunter before Yah. That's where Babylon comes from. The beginning of his kingdom was Babel, Erech, uh-huh. Akkad, Kalmei, and the land of Shinar. And out of that land, he went to Assyria and built Nineveh. We've heard of Nineveh. And Rehoboth, Ir, and Kala, and Rezin between Nineveh and the great city of Kala. So who was the first builder in the world? Nimrod,
okay.
Yes, that's where we get Babylon, Assyria, the Assyrians. They say that civilization started in Sumeria. Nimrod is responsible. The son of Ham. Mm-hmm. And out of that, he went to the land of Assyria and built Nineveh and Rehoboth, Ir, Kala, and Rezin between Nineveh and the great city of Kala. Mizraim, this is what you got to catch, became the father of Ludin. That's the one we read yesterday, right? Ludin.
Mm-hmm.
Ludin is a Hamite. Ananim, these are the giants, the Ananim. Nehabim, Naphtushim, Pathrushim, Kashlushim, which the Philistines descended from, and Kaphtorim. So we say Mizraim is Egypt, but Mizraim is also the Philistines as well. And that's how we started yesterday's portion, Yah's judgment on Mizraim, which includes the Philistines.
Wow.
All right. Well, now that we got some foundation on that, let's proceed. And then you have an interaction with the Philistines with Samson. Samson had a conflict which in fact it cost him his life at the end because of his interaction with the Philistines. There was great animosity.
So, yes. So all these people are what kind of people?
Hamites.
There you go.
And so you have Samson with her interaction, and it was not a constructive and positive relationship with the interaction with the Philistines. Also, you have the interaction with King Saul and the Philistines, and King David, where he wasn't the king at that time, coming upon the scene and seeing Goliath making a mockery of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And the funny thing about that, King David, young as he was, took issue with it. It seemed like the men, his brothers in arms, he wasn't in arms, but his brothers in arms, didn't seem like it mattered to them. But you see the closeness that he had with the Most High, even at his youth. And he took issue with Goliath, the Philistines, talking about the Most High in a negative tone. He said, basically, y'all going to let this man sit up and talk about y'all like that? And everybody was scared to go on the battlefield with this Philistine giant, Goliath. But King David had put aside his fear because of his trust in the Most High. And he took the battlefield and won the day for the Most High and his nation. Also, you have your interaction when they fought against the Philistines and they lost the ark, the covenant of the ark. The Philistines took it. It didn't cause them well because they had a lot of plagues in their city-states. And they was shipping it around. They say, hey, man, put it on a cart, get it out the way. It ain't working for us. Just like their religions then didn't work for us, and their religions now don't work for us. So they had to just put it on a cart, get it out the way. And then again, King David finally succeeded in beating the Philistines. And after that, they sort of subsided into little city states, and but they resurged after the kingdom split. They had a resurgence, still had a negative impact upon us because of the close association with the many gods and so on and so forth. It still was a thorn in our side because, like I said, we always try to run to everybody else instead of doing our thing with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and I can't understand that. I can't understand that for the life of me. These brothers and sisters historically were going through this with them. They knew what happened with the Ark of the Covenant. They knew what happened with King David. They knew what happened with Samson. They knew how King David had finally subdued them. And they knew the resurgence of them by way of the nation split. It seemed like it had no impact upon them. And they still wanted to worship their gods, just like we do today. We still want to worship their religions and so on. And knowing the impact that it had on us, that their gods hadn't and worked for us, and it still don't work for us, we still run to their gods in idolatry. And that's a primary reason why we should be praying for our ancestors and praying for ourselves, the continuum. So I've given you an insight on the Philistines, and there's much more, many more stories. But I just want to give you an insight on them before we got to study. So turn to Jeremiah chapter 47, will you? The judgment of Philistia, the Philistines. May the Most High bless us, direct us to order our steps, and let us begin. The word of Yah came to Jeremiah the prophet against the Philistines before Pharaoh attacked Gaza. Thus says the Elohim, behold, water rides out of the north, and shall be an overflowing flood. They shall overflow the land and all that is in it, the city and those who dwell within it. Then the men shall cry, and all the inhabitants of the land shall wail at the noise of the stamping hooves of his strong horses, at the rushing of his chariots, at the rumbling of his wheels. The father would not look back for their children. I mean, that ain't a high act of cowardice. You got to be really in fear and trepidation, for you don't even look for your children. You got to, man, it must have been overwhelming for the Philistines. Lacking courage.
It sounds like that situation at that school shooting. It's showing that the police could have stopped the guy 3 minutes into the shooting.
Right. Yeah, they lack courage. Just like their father said, they were cowards. And these Philistines, because of the Most High judgment upon them, they lack courage. Who can stand before the Most High anyway, truth be told? We couldn't even listen to his voice when he was talking to Mose. They got kind of frisky. They said, we don't want to hear you, Mose. Let me tell them what y'all said. Let him talk to us. He did. and your afterward that they took to their tent and told him, please, we don't want to hear the voice of y'all no more. You go and tell us what he says. So that lack of courage. Because can't nobody stand up before the Most High. Because of the day that comes to plunder all the Philistines, like I said, they had these city-states. And every city-state had a king, so it seems, in their state. They weren't unified. They were a loosely conglomerate of kings, but they were Philistines. To cut off from Tyre and Sidon every heifer who remained. For Yah shall plunder the Philistines, the remnant of the country of Kaphtor. Baldness has come upon Gaza. Ascalon, one of the chief cities, is cut off with the remnant of their valley. How long will you cut yourselves? O you, sword of the Elohim, how long until you are quiet? Y'all couldn't stand it. How long do you shut your mouth? I'm sick of you and your many gods, your religions. Put yourself up into your scabbards. Rest and be still. How can it be quiet, seeing that Yah has given it a charge against Ascalon, one of his chief city, and one of his chief city states, against the seashore, because they were seashoring people. There he has appointed it. They were seashoring warriors. They made reference to them. And because of their impact upon us, because of their many religions, the Most High took issues with them, and it was an ongoing conflict with them. Like I said, King David finally conquered them. But after Israel and Jacob broke and the nation was severed, they went back to the same thing. Let me tell you something about wicked people. And as you can see it as I speak, like Donald Trump and the likes of him, wicked people don't change. A leopard doesn't change its spots. That's what the Most High says. You think you won't get along with wicked folk? You think y'all will just be living peacefully against one another? It doesn't work like that. If you're wicked, you're going to do wicked things. I don't care if you're large or small, you're united, or so on and so forth. They all seem to come together, just like these kings of Philistine, and they work together somehow, good in that respect. And they were bringing their religions and their idolatry and their iniquity, and we were sucking it up or eating it up as we were catching fish, hook, line, and sinker. And we're still the very same way, just like our ancient fathers and mothers. Look at us. How many religions are we in? How many religions do they have in this Western Hemisphere? This fourth dynasty, the fourth national government,
kingdom.
Which is universal white race supremacy. What did you say, Cartrell?
The fourth kingdom.
Yeah, the fourth kingdom. They got
the prophet
Daniel. Yep. The prophet Daniel, as Cartrell was making reference to, spoke of the fourth kingdom, the last kingdom, mixed with iron and clay. And that's what you have, a mixture of conglomerate that ain't going to survive the Most High anyway. So that being said, he prepared for the daughter of Babylon to get hers, just like the Philistines got theirs. Your arms are too short to box with the Most High. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name. Cartrell, Sister Hootie, Sister Avia, y'all have the mics.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
We see that in Yah's judging the nations, he's starting with the Hamites. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason I took you to Genesis, to show mm-hmm. you the value of the Hamites. They talk
right.
about Nimrod, but he was responsible for giving knowledge to the nations on how to set up city-states and things of this nature.
Right.
Not only that, you mentioned the Philistines with their kings. That's
right.
typical of Hamite nations. No mm-hmm. Europeans had five kings ruling at one time. But when
exactly.
we read about the history of the Philistines, they had five kings. Not only
yeah.
did they have five kings, but it talks about Yah asked them, how long are you going to be cutting yourselves? Which we know the Hamite tribes do. They cut themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we were in the midst of these people, Philistines, Egyptians, Canaanites, all these Hamites. Not only were we in the midst of them, we married them. Abraham married an Egyptian. Joseph married an Egyptian. Moses married an Ethiopian. The children of Israel married Canaanites and Egyptians. We talk about Hamites, right? That they were intermingled with. And we wonder why we serve so many religions. All these families of Ham, they're cousins. The Philistines and the Egyptians, they're cousins, right? Because they're related to the Canaanites. And we following all these Hamites, and each one of them got multiple gods, don't they? So we're in the habit of being surrounded by people that serve multiple gods. And that's the element that Yah hates in us. He calls it whoredom. That's what he calls it. So you're playing the whore, Israel. Don't do like these nations do. So the fact that we follow these nations, Yah has to judge these nations. Matter of fact, he judged them before we got into the land. He said because of the acts that these nations do, speaking about the Canaanites, the land itself is going to spit them out. So the judgment is on these Hamites first, after he judges Israel, right? He's dealing with Egyptians and their cousins, the Philistines, both Mizraim, sons of Mizraim. Mizraim is like Abraham or Jacob. He's the father of many nations. The man is Ryan himself. And we heard that term, right? Gaza, right? Gaza, the Gaza Strip.
Right.
Who is in the Gaza Strip? Are people that call themselves not Philistines, they call themselves Palestinians.
Cool.
See how they play on words? It was the Philistines that controlled Gaza. Not the Palestinians, like they call themselves today. It was actually the Philistines, the tribe of Ham from Mizraim, the son of Ham.
And if I may, Cottrell, the people that are residing in that strip of the land, the Gaza Strip, are not Philistines. They are they are derivative, a conglomerate of an Ishmael.
And they don't claim to be Philistines.
No.
Do they? They claim to be Palestinian.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And there's dispute about that. There's no nation called Palestinian. No ancient nation.
No.
So the people that conspired against us, our family, they conspired to divide up our inheritance, our land. And that's what they're fighting over to this very day. Our inheritance, our land. Our family is fighting over it.
Yeah, they take a little bit of the truth and try to make it a truth, like Donald Trump. And like you said, the name is not even reflective of the Philistines. That's Palestinians. And as you said, in ancient studies, they don't no mention of some Palestinians. So that's why they're not here today. The Most High brought judgment. There's no residual in that land over there of Philistines.
And he talks about the Valley of the Giants. He doesn't say Valley of the Giants. Remember that series they had, Valley of the Giants? Land of the Giants?
Yeah.
Ashkelon, in the fifth verse. Baalis have come to Gaza. This is where the giants used to live. Ashkelon is brought to nothing, the remnant of their valley. This is where Goliath and his brothers came from. Gath and Gaza.
Oh.
And Tyre and Sidon are the people they call Phoenicians. So it was conquered by Europeans, Tyre, the Tyrians, but prior to them using the name Tyre and Sidon, these people were called Phoenicians.
Mm-hmm.
And they were seafaring people. They call them the sea people, along with the Philistines. They call the Philistines the sea people.
Mm-hmm.
And they battled the Egyptians. Constantly. You could see the battles between the Egyptians and the Philistines. They were trying to conquer the Holy Land, which was occupied by the Canaanites.
And if y'all recall, if y'all recall, Jezebel was a Phoenician.
Mm-hmm. And she wasn't too nice, was she?
No, she was bad. She was nice, nicety. Oh, Michelet, nicety.
But her husband accepted her behavior.
Yeah, it cost him, didn't it?
He was a sugar.
Yes,
he was a
did.
Sugar daddy for her.
Yeah.
King Ahab was a sugar daddy for her.
And
well,
it
sounded like as though she loved him, but didn't he warn the people?
Like you just said, not to marry outside your culture, your nation.
Well, our ancient kings did that. In ancient times, mm-hmm. they did that in order to create peace between nations.
Right.
Kings would take the daughters of other kings and marry them so that there would be peace. They would have a family tie.
Right.
And alliances. Peace and alliances.
And unfortunately, it didn't always work out, did it?
No.
And the real proof is King Solomon. He marrying all these foreign women, all these daughters of kings, 700 and 300 concubines, and they led him astray with all his wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
How you do that?
With all his Harvard degrees.
And the wisdom of his father, directly from King David. I'm sure he read a lot of what King David, his songs and whatnot.
Exactly.
Right? They all had it in their possession. They knew those songs.
Right. They wasn't in the library.
Probably by heart. Huh?
Right. It was in the king's library.
Probably by heart. They probably knew those songs by heart. Oh, there go that song again. The songs we sing today, they probably knew them by rote. So they had plenty of material to lean back on, but they chose to go and lean upon their own understanding.
Right.
But other nations have a price to pay for leading our people astray. All those nations that captured us and led us astray, they paid the price. So these people don't really know what they're in for. And you say which way the white man go. I'm looking at which way the white man trying to go, and it's a ball of confusion. Are you watching these hearings? These people are nuts.
Oh, yeah, I watched it. Man. Crazy they were.
These people are nuts. Yeah, man. Rudy Giuliani.
I was tearful for the sister and her mother, Lady Ruby. I feel tearful.
Yeah, I'll be with them. May Yah's guardian angels protect that family. Mm-hmm. Even though they were leading people in the wrong direction, you got to get out the vote. Right. Matter of fact, we're going to show you. We're going to be voter officers. We're going to count the vote. Do you know who you're dealing with, sister?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people don't know who we're dealing with.
You know what stood out for me? What she said was that, I believe it was the mother, she said, they took my name from me. It reminded me of how they did us. The whole, you know, take away your dignity, your name. That's what they do.
And they ain't going to stop doing it. Okay?
No. Nope.
And they're experts at it, ain't they?
Mm-hmm.
That's the identity they took.
She said she couldn't go home for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
They busted through her grandmother's house looking for her and her mother.
70-some years old. Her old lady, 70-some years old.
And her granddaughter had to tell her, Mama, you can't go outside no more like that. How sad is that?
Mm-hmm.
Old lady getting outside, getting her exercise. Now she got to stay locked up in her crib.
Mm-hmm.
For fear of her life.
And we want to be like that. Because, you know, I think Bauer from Arizona would made me cringe a little bit when he said the Constitution is divine.
Yeah, that made me cringe too. Where is the divine? Who? Thomas Jefferson was divine? George Washington?
Slave owners?
Hamilton? Huh?
Slave owners?
Benjamin Franklin?
Slave owners? Divine?
And you talking about a people. You talking about a people, right? These people rebelled against the kings of England, the kings of France, the kings of Portugal, right? That's what they did. Matter of fact, they overthrew those kings, didn't they?
That was divine, Cartrell. That was manifest destiny.
That was divine. That's what they call it.
Manifest destiny.
And you know, with that manifest destiny, they saw themselves as us, the children of Israel.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They call it Indians, the Canaanites. Huh?
Well, you know what? You know what's interesting? This should be a wake-up call in terms of what's going on now. First of all, when he was elected, there was a wake-up call. And through the process, and I knew he wasn't going to be elected again because it messes up the Democrats
and the Republicans' agenda. Okay? So now they have the whatever you call it on television, it should open our eyes to see how actually this government is run and we see the confusion, but it still has not woken us up to recognize that we need to start doing something right now. Mother had to go through what she went through. But if she saw it like we, well, I see it, like, you know, she wouldn't have those feelings of, oh, my goodness, I think the president, no, he doesn't care about you. You've been brainwashed to think that this man that symbolized this government, any or woman, would not, is beneath him, would do anything that low to you. And that lets me know you sleep. You trust no man. None. You know, and it's sad, but it's that's the reality. And then there's games they play. For example, here in Michigan, and they did this because to let us think that we're changing these police officers. This man of color, or Israel, had a gun, but they tased him. Okay, they apprehended him because another fellow Michigan officer did what? Shot a man from Africa in the head, point blank. Which, I was trying to play the game. Oh, we're trying now. You got to learn the trick and the strategies these media people and the government structure use and not fall into it. And that's, and this is why it's so abundance of crime in our neighborhood. Because we fall for the okey-doke. Yeah, he's going to punish them, but he's punishing us now. We're being punished because of our disregard for human beings. Anytime a man is holding a five-month-old baby, yes, he got in an argument with the guy earlier, but the guy came to the gas station because the guy ran with the baby in the gas station. And he pointed a gun, and the man with his free hand pushed him out the way and ran further into the gas station. I've never heard of such things. Why would you get to a point where you're arguing that you have to shoot the person? This is the problem we have in our neighborhood. It wasn't like that growing up with us. This is what's changing. So they say, first, get the whatever's in your eyes out first. So I don't, this is just me. I'm not criticizing anybody that has, because you have your opinion. But I see it. All this is pre-done. All this is, I don't, as far as I'm concerned, I don't care about Trump. I don't care what they're doing. I see what they're doing. But I have, my first is to love my family. My people, first the Most High, because if I didn't love the Most High, I wouldn't love my people. But I love my people, and I see the things we do to one another. And I see the strategies, I reiterate now, be quiet. I see the strategies that the system does, not only bamboozle us, but other people too. That should be brought out, not of anger, but of fact. Now, true, I'm angry in certain extent. But I had to think about it. I said, you know what? This needs me. It's going to continue until we make a choice collectively. Until then, it's going to continue. Come on.
I think, Sister Hootie, what you're basically saying, yeah, there's a scary white man. Yeah, there's the this fourth nation. But what part do we play?
Until we, like you said, wake up. I'm reiterating what you and Cottrell have said and even Sister has said. Until we come, because you see it.
Yes.
We all see it, and there's people that are listening. We just don't know because they don't call in. They see it.
Right.
But until it has an impact. It's like when I said, I'm not going to fall for the okey-doke. I know what they did. When they put on the news about these Caucasian police officers, instead of shooting, as they call us black,
they use the taser. Oh, that's supposed to say, oh, they're really trying. Maybe it isn't racism. You know what? Hell no. Yes, it is. We keep falling for the okie doke. This is what I'm saying. The lady, she's, I can't believe the president. Woman, that is not your president. Biden's not your president until we wake up.
You know what, Sister Yuri? I expect, I don't believe in anything they do. I expect what comes from me, from them. There's no expectation. I expect Donald Trump to be like, I expect Mark Meadows to be like that. I expect those congressmen that are working with him to be like that. I don't expect anything from them. And that's the difference between those that are woke and those that are walking dead Negroes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So they have us locked in a box mentally,
mm-hmm.
because they talk about Black History Month, which we clamor for, we fight for, we debate for, we picket for, mm-hmm. we march for. But what about their history? Do we really know about Hitler and Mussolini and King George and how vicious these people could be from the Pope on down? People will turn on you like werewolves overnight. And that's what we're witnessing. That sister and her mother and her grandmother, the harassment they're receiving, is what all of us are going to receive, right? We're going to receive that because that's what's brewing. That's what's brewing in America. They're talking about a civil war. And these people are armed to the teeth. But you know what the Most I say? You live by the sword, you die by the sword. They trust in their guns. That incident that you saw at that gas station, that old man is riding around with a gun in his pocket. And his mind is on his gun, right? How am I going to use it? When am I going to use it? I'm going to need it somehow, some way. Yeah. In a crazy situation, you pull out the gun because your mind is on the gun. You're not even being challenged with another gun. You're being challenged with a man with a baby in his hand, and it's only verbal. But you have to use that gun because you got the gun in your pocket. Yeah, you know, metal attracts metal. You carrying around, you're going to attract bullets. Soldiers attract bullets. Police officers attract bullets. Gangsters attract bullets. You got a gun, you're going to attract bullets.
Oh,
and bullets are not
good.
A shield.
Gun jammed. Sorry to interrupt. I forgot about the gun jammed. I've been pressed this to y'all. The gun jammed. I was so happy because you could see it. See here in Detroit, it's called green light. Which means when they put up these lights around businesses, the main police station downtown, they can see what's going on in these businesses. Okay, that's the whole purpose. And also they still have surveillance, which I tell people, I said, hey, you think you're getting away with stuff, they can see you. But anywho, you could see the gun had jammed. I said, thank you, yeah. Because he had this beautiful baby in his arms. Go ahead, Penny. I just want to tell you that. I forgot that. Go ahead.
That was John's work right there.
Yeah.
Being having that gun up.
And her brother's instincts kicked in because he did the right thing. He pushed the gun out of his face and he ran for cover.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He didn't panic. He knew what to do. He was cool under the gun. This crazy old man with a gun trying to shoot me while I got a baby. He ain't got no good sense. I'm not going to try to fight him while I have this baby. I'm going to just get out the way and find some shelter. So you could see that his actions, his mind was clicking. But the Most High always protects babies and fools. I don't know why, but that's what they say. And the nation of Israel are fools. And y'all protected us from the Philistines, from the Egyptians, from the Babylonians, from the Assyrians, from all our enemies. Y'all protect us even now. If we're in tune with him. If we're in tune with him, y'all fights our battles for us. We don't need what they have to protect ourselves because it's a vain thing to depend on horses, chariots, swords, whatever you're trying to depend on. So King David gives us that lesson. You know, you fight against all odds, and the angels fight our battles for us. So we can't see them, but they're there to protect us.
Praise God.
Praise God. Just his holy name.
Hallelujah.
And that is the many reasons, so Savvy, I associate with Contrail, that we do these studies so we can come in line with them. Yeah, if you do these studies and you come in line with them, codification, it'll work much more in your business instead of trusting in what your enemy's going to do for you, trusting in a voting system, trusting in the educational system, trusting in a housing system, trusting in anything in reference to him, their words. What did the Native Americans say about them? White man speak with forked tongues. He still did it then, and he still speaks with forked tongues. So if you believe anything your oppressor tell you, and consider the history in this country, this Western Hemisphere, 402 years in county, you'll think of books, okay? You'll think of
books. Imagine this, Johnson.
Yes.
All of our people grinding through the studies like we grind through the studies to learn who we are, who Yah is, where we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to be doing. Imagine if our people grinded through these studies like we did.
Mm-hmm.
Like we do.
Right.
How much enlightened would they be? How
I'm
much more enlightened would they be?
Our communities, these ghettos that they have pushed us into, universally speaking, in this Western Hemisphere, would be a utopia in a sense of the word. You would have people under one banner, one nation, praying for their ancestors, praying for themselves, crying out to the Most High, unifying together, wherever you may hail from, and doing what you can, how you can, when you can for them. It would be a slice of utopia. It wouldn't be all this cussing, fussing, and fighting, killing, mistreating, dominating, writing songs about it, rap songs about it. Shake it, baby, don't you break it, and I want you and your best friend too. It won't be. It'll be utopia, brother, in a sense.
It'll be the path to utopia, yes, because we're still in captivity, bro.
Right. Yeah, that's why I say utopia.
The path to utopia.
Yeah. We have much more peaceful relationship, much more functional relationship, because we don't have functional relationships in any aspect. We are really still slaves to the system, because I hear guys say, can't no white man tell you what to do. That's a lie. You cross the wrong side of the track and see what happened to you. Okay? And the jobs you get or the educational system or the money you get is only because they want you to have. They can take that away from you whenever they get ready, because this is their spot. So stop lying to yourself and one another. Find out the truth and exercise and execute the truth. Find out Yah what won't you do. As a matter of fact, my suggestion to you, fellas, go to Yah or gather.us. It's a site. It's a website. YahWillGather.us. Do what you can for rebuilding this nation. Do what you can to help know how to comport yourself. Do what you can to know how to love on your nation. Because I tell you what, this is true. We let a white police officer, a white anybody, kill one of us. We are Mars to Negro heaven. Let one of us do it. We ain't got a mumbling word to say. Come on.
Right.
That applies to anybody when they mistreat us. Not only universal white race supremacy. That applies to walking dead Negroes too. It's true.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
I can agree with that. And you know, in every city we live in, the dynamics is a little different, but we all can agree on one thing. We need to be waking up. Just means we recognize what the system has done and is doing, the ways that we can maneuver around it. We're not talking about overthrowing nothing. That's the Caucasian people in the Midwest, Michigan, Illinois, Ohio, and all that. That's their thing. I observe it. I see where they're coming from, and I let it go. That's their fight. They've been doing that for ages. Huh?
You know,
yeah.
I agree with you on that. And you know why I agree with you on that? They know that we ain't trying to overthrow nothing. Was Marcus Garvey trying to overthrow something, Cartrell? And you made reference to him yesterday. Was Marcus Garvey trying to overthrow? No, he's trying to get away. Was the people in the so-called Black Wall Street trying to take over? They had their own thing going on. And Rose, Wood, these people just, they were trying to take over. They were trying to handle their own business. These folks, a lie ain't nothing for them to tell. They try to lie to themselves. As you can see, the evidence don't lie. They lie to themselves. They got warehouses of lies. They like lying. They got warehouses of lies. A lie ain't nothing for them to tell. And so the justification to have their hate and animosity for us is lame and inexcusable. We ain't never tried to really take none of them. Hey, man, just leave me alone. Treat me right. Stay out of my way. They just want to marry my daughter. They want their son. Man, look here, man. Your daughter's trying to get at us. What you saying? Okay?
Yeah, you may not agree with this, but there are some, even the Caucasians, some of them are bamboozled and don't recognize. There was this newscaster here from Detroit was saying that he didn't realize, and also the actor Matthew Broderick.
Right.
Some of them do not know that of what our people did to help shape this nation. They don't know because it's not taught, it's not talked about.
And they don't care. So not only do they not know, they don't care.
They're like I call it, it's not a brain. They're like in this suspended man. I don't know how to explain it with them. Their mind is bamboozled too. Yeah, some of them don't care. It's a mixture.
What are you trying to use the word? Suspended animation?
Yeah. Thank you. I think they end up...
Here's one thing I like about them. There's one thing I like about them.
What's that?
They know when they lie to each other. At least the politicians.
Yep.
Liars know liars, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And when liars have hold of the truth, and they can expose him, oh, they go in. They're going in on Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And the reaction of the people, how they react to his lies and the truth,
mm-hmm.
you're going to see that the people love lies more than they love the truth.
Okay. Abby, are you going to say something? I think you got interrupted.
No, I'm just listening. I'm hearing you.
Okay. I thought you were okay. Sorry.
Well, and you know what,
Western education, teaches lies to their children from jump. Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, Jesus, Rediscovered America. So many lies they teach their children. So these are people who accept lies. And when they hear the truth, it's foreign to them.
The truth is we never was a part of this institution. And what's sad, and I'll say this, and And what's sad is we were raised up in that environment to work hard and actually being taught that maybe they'll accept us. And I'm not saying it's right. And the truth is being revealed in this time that no. Why is it so bent on separating the people? And they benefited him, and Abraham and said, told Abraham his seed would do what? Bless him. So I'm trying to get out of the racist thing. I know it's there, and they use it to divide. You've heard they say it's a rumor, but I think it's true. They're trying to have a racial war. But actually, it's a civil war. And these are warning signs. And we need to just pay attention, not be paranoid, but observe it. Observe it, and it unfolds what we read in the scriptures. Isn't that interesting? Civil.
Well, Sister Yehudi, your thoughts are idealistic, and I appreciate what you're saying in reference to you, what you're trying to get out of. But the fact of the matter and the evidence on that, they're trying to get into it. They're trying to get in a so-called race war. So whatever we're trying to get out of or not get out of, they are intent, as Cartrell mentioned, They got guns. They got guns in the roof. They got guns in the attic. They got guns under the house. They got guns everywhere. So that, brothers and I, you may be trying to get away from it. They are trying to get into it.
Right. I grew up with that. That's all I do know. They've been doing this for ages, even prior to the 1950s. So I do know.
It goes back to Adam and Eve, when Eve and the serpent and Adam were condemned by the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, enmity shall be between Eve's seed and the serpent's seed. That's how ancient this war is. And he said, the serpent's seed would bruise the heel of Eve's seed, but Eve's seed in the end would crush the serpent seed's head.
And there I am.
It's an ancient battle. It ain't no new battle.
Ain't nothing new.
Nope.
We just dubious to the facts. And we don't know these people are trying to kill us.
Right.
Annihilate us. Eliminate us off the planet.
Right.
Take for instance.
Genocide, they call it.
Correct.
Take for instance. We've been complicit in our own demise. We've been complicit because we don't know our creed. Because we don't know how to treat each other. We've been complicit that we deny the truth, and it's right before us. Let a white man or white woman call you and say this and that and the other. You say, yes, sir. Let one of us call you with a book load like we're doing with the Most High word about thus says the Most High and so on and so forth. And everything is codified. Everything has a domino effect. Oh, that nigga think he's smart. He don't know nothing. Oh, he don't know. You don't know nothing. Come on now.
They ain't got time. They don't have time to listen to the lessons, to grind through the word of the Most High. They don't have time.
I got one. They fanatic. They're fanatical. That's another one they'll say.
I am fanatical for the truth, and I should be. I make no apologies being fanatical for the truth.
Yeah, but don't use it as something positive. I'll be negative, I mean. Yeah.
Right. If that's what they want to call it, you know, call it what you want. It doesn't matter to me because it doesn't mean anything. What matters to me is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, our nation, and each other. That's what matters to me. So if you want to call it fanatical, I mean, that's your interpretation. That's your narrative. It's not mine.
Well, if you want to call it a group or a cult, that's your prerogative. And the root word of culture is cult.
Mm-hmm. Culture. All right, y'all.
And y'all is only talking culture.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's
true. We've done a lot of sharpening today, and I'm glad. We had many voices sharpening one another, and that's what we should be, loving one another, supporting one another, encouraging one another, pushing each other in the right way and moving each other the right way and getting your mind sharp in that respect, sharpen on the word of the Most High, sharpen on the word and love and high esteem for each other. And that's a good thing. So Cartrell, he's got a rather short song in the songs. And it doesn't make who it was. Hold on, let me see. Oh, the Sons of Korah in 47 of Psalms. Okay. Will you please turn to 47 of Psalms? Cartrell and Sister Hootie are prepared to go on. We'll go on. If they're not prepared, you want to continue studying on what we just studied in commentary, fine by me. But we'll stop the press. If they want to continue to stop the press, otherwise we're going to crank it up.
Yeah, oh, clap your hands, all you people. Hey, hallelujah. Go ahead. I had to say that to make you feel good.
Praise y'all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise to the Holy One of Israel. We thank our ancient fathers for these songs. Sons of Korah, King David, Moshe, anybody that contributed to the song volume that we read in. Right? And we know Sons of Korah made a song about clapping your hands before earth, wind, and fire ever did. Clap your hands, there's a body. Because it's all right. Clap your hands, everybody. Because it's all right.
Yeah. I hear somebody been in them concerts.
So we the original music makers in the earth, and earth, wind, and fire ain't got nothing on the sons of Korah, okay? All praise to the Holy One of Israel for the sons of Levi, sons of Korah, and their song. And watch the synchronicity, because the judgment that the Most High has given the prophet Yahu is on the nations. And Yahu's attention is not just on Israel, but it's on the nations too. Okay? Oh, clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to Elohim with the voice of triumph, for Yah Most High is awesome. Say Most High is awesome. Everybody, Most High is awesome. He is a great king over all of the earth. Who's king of the earth?
Almighty.
Yah Most High. He subdues nations under us. And that's what we're reading in Prophet Yeremiah, aren't we? These nations don't get their judgment. The Most High is allowing them to do their thing, but there comes an appointed time when he subdues them. Under who? Us? Oh, that's the last thing they want to hear. That's why they're trying to get rid of us. He subdues nations under us? Oh, no, they don't want to hear that, do they? They don't want you to read this. Oh, no. He subdues nations under us and people under our feet.
Ain't that, yeah. Ain't that like when he said he will make our enemies our footstool?
Oh, yeah. Exactly. They don't want to hear that, Ima Abiyah. Mm-hmm. They don't want to hear that. And they don't want us to know that, do they?
That's right.
Which is why they try to corrupt us, don't they?
We're
so that we're not
that.
Worthy to receive this, are we? Mm-hmm. They know how to corrupt us. They know how to divert us from the Most High. They know how to teach us their doctrine so that we never find this doctrine, which is right in front of our face. How do you hide something from a Negro? Put it in the book.
Put it in the book.
So you mean to tell me that you calling us a cult, we racist, we extremists, we fanatics, when Yah says he's going to subdue you under our feet? We didn't say it. He said it. And who is he? Yah Most High, who is awesome. Right?
Right.
He chooses our inheritance for us. He didn't make the choice. Because if it was left to us, we would stay right here in America, wouldn't we?
Yeah, a lot of us would.
Most of us would. Trust me. We ain't going to Israel. It's over there. We don't know about that.
Yeah,
I was born here. I'm going to die here. My father's birth here. My father died here. I'm going to die here, too. All right. Yah chooses our inheritance for us, the glory of Yahqom, who he loved. Oh, that love thing that he had for our father, Yahqom. That's why we're still here. And he destroyed Jacob's children. No, I'm not going to destroy Jacob's children. Why? Because I love Jacob, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, whom he loved. Elohim has gone up with a shout. Oh, you don't want to hear Yah shout. Yah, with the sound of a trumpet. You know, they're hearing these trumpets all over the world, right? Oh, there's some strange sound. We don't know where it's coming from. Oh, you hear them? Trumpets. They wanted Yah. Trumpets is coming. Sing praise to Elohim. Sing praises. Sing praise to our King. Sing praises. Go ahead, Yahsu. Sing praises, brother. For Elohim is King.
Hallelujah.
Who's king in the
earth? Hallelujah.
But you got to sing praise with understanding. You got to understand what you're singing, right?
All
who's the king of the earth? King of the earth, the creator of the earth. Elohim reigns over the nations. They don't want to hear that. That's why Psalms 2, why the nations in a rage? They don't want Yah's yoke upon them. But y'all crazy. You got the codes to make things better. Well, y'all running it, y'all destroying everything. Put the codes of Yah on. That's why I say, oh, clap your hands, all you nations. How many nations?
Oh.
How many nations did Yah create? Did he create all of them? And what they supposed to be doing? Shout to Elohim with the voice of triumph. Who's going to try him? Yah Most High, King over all the earth. That's who's going to try him. And those nations that don't comply are going to be subdued under us. If we get that inheritance, if we are worthy to receive it, if we're not running around trying to follow them, You've been around trying to follow him. You're going to be subdued under Israel, the sons and daughters of Jacob. Okay? Because Elohim reigns over all the nations. Elohim sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people are gathered together. The people of the Elohim of Abraham. Can you see it? Do you see it? We don't know. Yah is gathering the princes of the nation. Can we see it? Do you see it? I don't hear Yah.
See what?
See what?
Yah gathering the princes of his people.
Yeah.
The people of the God of Abraham. You see Yah gathering them?
He's gathering them.
Are you sure?
Yeah. All over the world, he's gathering them.
If Yah said it, then he's doing it. He's doing it.
So when he says he's gathering the princes of his people, does that mean we should respect one another?
Yes.
You might have just shot a prince of the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You might have just stabbed a prince of the Most High. Because
mm-hmm.
Yah is gathering the people, his princes together, the people of the God of Abraham. That's who he's gathering. Be careful who you confront. Because it might be a prince that Yah is gathering. You don't know.
Okay.
You just call him a nigger, a brother. He's black. No, he's a prince.
Uh-huh.
You just call him a nigger. Right? He's talking about the children of the God of Abraham. For he shields the earth. For the shields of the earth belong to Elohim. Oh, we didn't know the earth has shields. Or did you? Did you know the earth has shields?
Uh-uh.
There's one that science talk about that protects us from the gamma rays of the sun, right? The magnetic field. That's one shield.
Okay.
That's only one. Yah speaking in the plural. For the shields of the earth belong to Elohim. He is greatly exalted. Not no man, not even Abraham, not even Jacob. It's the Most High who should be exalted. He is the king over the earth. He's going to bring the nations in humility back to him. They're going to have to acknowledge that Yah is awesome, that he is king over all the earth. These nations are going to be subdued. You're putting your trust in these nations. You're worrying about if the stock market's going up or down, Vladimir Putin's going to attack or set up a nuclear bomb. No. Guess what? Yah is going to subdue all of them. How many nations? All nations.
All nations.
You know why they worried about these UFOs and the UAPs, right? They said the technology that they have is beyond their belief. What are we talking about here? What are we talking about here? Oh, we're gonna have they reveal things, classify things, undocumented, or to reveal to the public. But they sing the Melechim of the Most High. They sing, we call them Yah Hosts, the host of heaven. They call them ancient. They call them ancient aliens.
Okay. Yah Hosts want to say there with you, saying. And more explanatory terms when I say that we're walking around with blindfolds. We fall for the okey-doke. You know yourself, you know what they say, when you know better, you do better. But some of us know it, but we don't do it. And it hurts me. Anybody think that you have feelings for that mother and daughter, it hurt me that you have both of them, but also told me because most have opened my understanding. I don't know everything. That we're still blind. But that doesn't mean that I don't feel the pain of our people, what we go through. Either what we do to ourselves or what it's done to us. My heart mourns. Do they know who they're delivering? But if they did, the outcome would be what it is. So,
well, Sister Yehudi, if they knew if they care. There's two options here.
That's
sometimes
right.
They don't know, and sometimes they simply don't care.
That's
and that's right. Because they definitely know what their shield was, and they would rely on that shield. They wouldn't rely on the Democratic Party, government, Republican Party, Independent Party, Green Party, gay rights organization, so-called Black Lives Matter. They wouldn't rely on none of that. They relied totally on the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. So the evidence speaks for itself. Either they don't care about social unity, they don't know. But higher than ever, whether or not you don't care or don't know, the outcome going to be the same. So it's incumbent upon each of us to try to know, to try to find out what's really going on. What do y'all say? I know what they said, but what does y'all say? So, and I think, I like to believe, and I think I'm right here, that the Most High gives everybody an opportunity to see what he's about, see the outcome, and so on and so forth. And some of us choose to neglect it to our own demise, continue demise. And some of us choose to take up the banner of the Most High. So, I pray that...
Do you remember the saying? Go ahead. I'm going to let, and then I'm going to...
I'm done, sister. I'm done.
I got a statement and a question. Remember when growing up, and I'm probably all of us on this line, and they said, what you don't know don't hurt you? But we learned what you don't know will hurt
you. Yes, indeed.
What you don't know might kill you.
That's even better.
And the fact that we've been brainwashed to rely on the serpent's seed to teach us the truth, because our people rely on what they say, not on what we say. They rely on what the white man says. So the white man has labeled Israelites what? A black hate extremist identity group. And that's what our people are going with. Oh, that's how they see you. But our people forget. These people label the Japanese. They label the Germans. They label the Native Americans as savages. And
yeah.
They got all kind of labels to make you think negatively about people all over the world. Right now, they hate in Ishmael. Ishmael is critical to Western powers. Most people don't know that the numbers we use come from Ishmael. It's called Arabic numerals, right? We use Arabic numerals. We don't use Roman numerals, do we?
No.
Roman numerals are too cumbersome, so they use the Arab number system. But they hate the Arabs with a passion, but they count any money.
And see, we see clearly that anything that is done in terms of negativeness in their own people, the way they conduct themselves, such as they're having these very studious committees, these hearings. And some of these men, you know, you kind of feel for them a little bit because you can hear that emotion, but they try to hold this emotion in. And, you know, we're emotional people, which is nothing wrong with it to a certain extent. And it's kind of pathetic, but it should open us up. We see it like, okay, this is what happened, and this is what you're going through. But we get pulled into it. Like you said, they can call us every name. But when something happened to them, nobody trashed them in. This is what Yam Su said. We allow it too. Oh, they treat us trashy, this and this and that. Because we allow it. Because we have fear. So many, I get a lot of my ancestors, as they say figuratively, maybe really, rolling in their graves. They said, we died for this. Oh, shame on you.
I've seen two things in current events, Sister Yudi.
Uh-huh.
I've seen two things in current events that epitomizes how much brainwashing our people have. In the Buffalo shooting, right, we saw the brother who lost his mother.
Uh-huh.
And he poured his heart out to Babylon. Like, what can we do? We've forgiven you. We love you. We try to participate. And this is what you do to us. You saw that, brother.
Yeah.
And then his sister. She talking about our got decades of of counting votes. And I've never been accused of cheating in my counting of votes.
Okay.
And I see myself as someone who's important for our people who need to vote in Hermon. People like elderly who can't get out and get to the machine. She goes out and gets the votes for them. And she's been doing that for decades. Now, all of a sudden, that she got the eye of the president, she sees how these people truly are and who she's really dealing with. Now her life is being threatened, and she got to go into hiding. She doesn't even want people to know her name. All her dedication and devotion. And not just her. You saw the Republican people in Arizona, the dude at Arizona, he backed Trump up the kazoo. Mm-hmm. And he said, "My man, I can't break the law. This would be the first time in the history of America that this has ever been done, and I'm not doing it." And yeah,
right.
And your man Trump put his ire on him and his family, and he was threatened too. So he felt a little bit of the pain that we're feeling, right? Mm-hmm. Welcome to the club, right? And not only him, the other dude too, because they threatened his family as well, because they stood their grounds based on the oath that they took to uphold the Constitution, that they swear is a divine Constitution. And Donald Trump, he don't think it's so divine.
Right, right.
And that's the problem they have with him.
Right.
And he knows it's not divine.
Right.
That's why he does what he does.
There you go. That's what I said. We just look at the facts. I mean, I don't care whether he's evil or what. This is what people do. I was looking at a movie years ago where, you know, you wind up and there's places to watch people and how they just massacred in the 90s. And the United States didn't do nothing about it. And this moving car with this woman, well, this, I don't know if he's Israel, so I say a man of color, he couldn't understand why these guys did what they did. And she said this is what they do because they would cut the breast off women who are nursing. And he couldn't wrap his head around why would they do that. And she said this is what they do. And teaches me this is what they do, this nation does. I try to put no emotion in it. My emotion goes to my people, my creator. I don't care less what Putin do. They can act frantic about it. They don't know South Korea is doing something now, North Korea, China. It's so much stuff going on right now. I just look at it and say, well, Most High is my savior and my redeemer. Nah, I'm not going to sit here and just do nothing, but I ain't going to stress about it. For what? Let's look at things objectively when they happen. It's just a suggestion. Everybody has their own, but I look at it objectively. I'm not...
And why is it desperate? Because of what we just read. They know that Yah is going to subdue them under our feet, and they're trying... with by any means necessary to prevent that from happening ever. Guess what? Their arms are too short to box with the king of the earth. And they're going to submit. They're going to be subdued with all the might that they think they have. Y'all are going to subdue them. And he shows that they are subdued. These people call themselves superpowers. Russia, America. But like I said yesterday, they can't even beat nations, half nations. North Korea can't beat North Vietnam. You can't handle Afghanistan, but you're a superpower. Russia couldn't handle Afghanistan. America spent 20 years and over 20-something trillion dollars, and you left out with your tail between your legs. You left military equipment behind, which my man Zelensky could have used. He could have used that equipment from Afghanistan that you left behind because you're so ashamed.
They got more by the Afghans, and it makes sense. Because you're going in somebody else's territory. That's their house. That's why the soldiers got beaten in Vietnam. Because you're going in their house. The United States is good for not going in somebody else's house telling them what to do. No matter who you hire, it ain't going to work.
And we don't realize how much power we have against the superpower they call America. Because when Yah flip the switch, we right in the belly of the beast. And he calls us Worm Jacob,
But you definitely don't want your a worm in your belly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But see what they fail, to realize is see, they got that thinking. That's what I call it. See, they know what they're doing. They trying to kill us all off because they know they going to be subdued, like you were saying, Contria. So they figuring what they thinking, hey, the less of them, maybe we won't be subdued. But they forgot who's in charge. Praise God.
I'm going to show you an example, Sister Abia. There's a portion of scriptures where the Most High said, if they can measure out the heavens or measure out the depth of the sea, then I will break my covenant with Israel for all the iniquity that they've done. Do you know they keep sending these space probes into space to try to measure out the universe? And when they come to find out is that the universe is expanding beyond their expectations. They sent up a new telescope, and guess what? It got hit by a meteor. You ain't going to see what you think you're going to see. Huh? But they're challenging the Most High. Which is why when they sent that space shuttle up, the Challenger, Most High asked the question, who are you challenging? I'll smack this thing out the sky. And that's exactly what you did.
That's
you challenged
it.
They continue to challenge the Most High.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's not just man. It's forces beyond man that are at war with the Most High.
Yes. Just like it says, They tried to get rid of us, but they don't know we deceived. We're going to be here. But like
everlasting seed.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
The sons of Korah talked about the love that Yah has for our father Jacob. And he made a promise to our father for the love that he had for him, because our father Jacob was loyal to the death, to the Most High, that he would make his seed great in the earth. And that his seed would be a blessing, which we are, to all the nations of the earth. All the nations of the earth follow us. Still to this day, even though we're cursed, under the curse, you still get your blessing out of us. That's amazing. We're under the curse, but you still get a blessing. Who heard holes and a cursed thing? If you have something that's a curse, you want to get rid of it, right? But they ain't so quick to get rid of us, because Marcus Garvey wanted to take all of us back to Africa. And they was like, nah, we can't do that.
Y'all
hate us so much, but y'all can't let us go. You can't eat in your restaurants. You can't go to your schools. Can't do nothing with y'all, but y'all not letting us go back to our home. That's funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't funny when you understand y'all's plan, when he tells you that you a blessing, and we've been a blessing. That's why you call yourself a superpower, and you think you're the lead nation. Matter of fact, you think you're the police officer of the earth. You're going to straighten out all nations.
Wow.
Which is the divine constitution. Democracy. Okay.
Yep.
All right, y'all. Well, we raked that over. And, that being said, what is your
burnt it up.
Yep, we burnt it up. So what is your each of you closing remarks or comments?
All I have to say after that, because everything has been said, I just say shalom and good night.
Thank you, sister.
And praise God.
Praise God.
My closing remarks is twofold. Always warn our people, whatever it is that we learn, and people who are not so-called our people, walk in dignity and find character. When you have debate, don't feel that you have to be driven to violence. But I'm for my people because I'm for the Creator. And with that, hope you have a peaceful night, a restful night, a restful day, and stay cool because it is wherever you are. It's hot. And if you're not, that's great too, but 95 here in Detroit. So bless you all. Good night.
Very much, Contrail.
My closing comments is that so much to be gleaned from all that we've read. It's only two chapters, but we see that the sons of Korah were on point. To be joyful, clap your hands, declare Yah's king, get with the plan, get with his works. And, I mean, the promises that he's making to us are beyond what any nation can offer us. To have the nation subdued under us, that's what the nations don't want to hear. But being subdued under the servant of Yah is not such a bad thing. We'd rather be subdued under the service of Yah rather than be subdued under the tyranny of men who only think about war and destruction and bloodshed. Yah wants peace in the earth. And the message to all nations is to love Yah, the creator, the king of the earth, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Return to him because we all belong to him, all nations. So do your best while you have a chance. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. I just want to simply say a few things. One is I hope we get it right together as a nation. It's not an individual pursuit of happiness. It's a national pursuit of happiness. And the only way we can get it right is one way, through the Most High way. And stop falling after our oppressors looking for solutions, because there are no solutions in our player's playbook. There's only more hatred for the elderly, the young, the men and women alike. We're all in this together. And that's how we get out of this situation, all together, united. I pray that we understand that we must pray for our ancestors. We must pray for ourselves. We must unite together. We must do what we can, how we can, whenever we can for one another. And I pray that those out there in radio land go to YahWasGathered.us and learn what's really going on. Stop being totally confused about everything and distracted by all kind of nonsense, especially our oppressors government. It is to be expected coming from Donald Trump and the likes. There are no solutions. There are only more problems. I pray that we get a new thinker, a heart like King David, to love the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength. His brothers and sisters, as he loved himself, that we learn to love ourselves so we can love our brothers and sisters. Because if you don't love yourself, it's virtually impossible to love your brothers and sisters. You will hate anything that remotely looks like you. So it seems, and the evidence is lying. We pray all thanksgiving and blessings to the Most High name and his solution at the end, the final analysis. And that's all I got to say. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night. Dr. Sister Yehudi, Sister Abby, you want to say bye to our brothers and sisters and whoever's listening?
Oh, I forgot to mention to Sister Hootie. Be careful with that thug life. And shalom, family, and good night. I just had to say it.
You need to start.
What you gonna do when they come for you, bad boy?
That's right. You better, when I ask you that, what you gonna do when they come for you? You put that you gonna stay home? No, you better call Yah.
Well,
that's
not,
when I stay home, I'm gonna be playing.
Okay. Good night, family.
Good night, family.
Good night, family. Good night, family. May most our blessings.
Praise Yah. Shalom and good night.
Praise Yah.